This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Questions from White House reporters were shut down Monday regarding the fetal abortion specimen scandal, though not before the president's top spokesperson said the president would not agree to any cuts in Planned Parenthood funding. Pro-life groups also discovered that the White House quietly implemented a ban on federal grants to groups working with sex trafficking victims, unless those groups also direct those victims to abortion services. Pro-life activists and researchers have long maintained that abortion further victimizes such women and supports the work of their sex trafficking handlers. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, Scott Walker, presidential candidate and Wisconsin governor, signed a ban on abortions after 20 weeks. Only one Sunday news program offered coverage of the Planned Parenthood fetal abortion specimen scandal. Fox News offered 7 minutes, while the other four networks censored coverage. And Governor Doug Ducey is making Arizona the 7th U.S. state to investigate the sales of specimens specifically created during abortions. Incidentally, an op-ed piece at lifenews.com makes the case that Planned Parenthood has painted itself into a rhetorical corner. If abortions are performed on merely a clump of cells, how is it that these clumps have organs which are able to be sold? For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.